Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Zawari Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mein rehte hain hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum. Falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum. فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستوں مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینہ میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم پس اے ساکنانِ مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم پس اے ساکنانِ مدینہ مجھے نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب جا ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم اے اختر میرے قلب جا ہے وہاں مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم زمین پر مدینہ کی رہتے ہیں ہم فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dara Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu which has it on the request of Hazrat Moana Ashiq Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who used to be living in Madinatul Munawwara, requested Hazrat to compile a poem And Hazrat beautifully compiled this poem in honor of Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Rahmatul Alayh, that Allah Ta'ala granted them the great honor of living in Madinatul Munawwara. So Hazrat has titled this beautiful poem, Jawari Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Rehte Ham, that we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam, that Allah has given us this very, very great honor to be living right in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Further, Hazrat explains what a great honor this is, and this should be the desire of every person. And if physically we cannot be there, then our soul should all the time be connected to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the form of durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and more important, bringing alive the sunnat lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives. Hazrat mentions here, Zami par Madine ki rehte ham, falak par magar naas karte ham, that we are living on the land of Madinatul Munawwara in this world. In other words, we are on earth, but in the heavens we are, so to say, boasting in the honor, making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, the malaika also envy us that we are living right next to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is such an honor that the malaika in the heavens, they envy us and they regard us as a very, very great honor. So Hazrat further mentions that a person who gets this opportunity and just to be one moment in the presence of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, body and soul, what a great honor it is. That what can be said of people that are living there. But more important is to realize the great honor and the great respect that have to be kept in mind. So Hazrat says, a person who is living in Madinatul Munawwara, and Allah Ta'ala who blesses with the opportunity, and now the mausam of Hajj, people are going to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says, na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf, jawari Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mein rehte hum. They don't ask what is the great honor Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. That just you can understand and realize that we are living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that increases our value and increases the honor there, and this is only and solely by the fazl and the karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And from this also we can understand, if a person wants honor and wants value in his life, then he has to be connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with his heart and soul. That is, the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be coming into our lives. Durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be part of our lives. And all this, Hazrat explains, that it is each person's own capacity and your own achievement. Karam hai ye malika e dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hum. That, oh my friend, this is not our own honor. This is a special favor and kindness of our owner, our creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, our Malik. That Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to live in Madinatul Munawwara. And we all should be having this yearning and desire. However, wherever Allah Ta'ala keeps us in the world, the most important thing there to love in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is to follow in the beautiful footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when a person does that, then Hazrat explains, Madine ki nisbat ki qeemat meri, magar wa garna hakikat mein saste hum. That our real honor and value is by our connection with Madinatul Munawwara. In other words, our connection with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of life, our connection with the remembrance of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, a person can be right in Madinatul Munawwara, but if you're not reciting durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're not following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that person has got no value. He is very far away from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you can be thousands of miles away, but you have got great love, and that is shown out by you following the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with release and enjoyment and passion, and you reciting durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, Hazrat says, the outward value of this world, it doesn't, your bank balance or whatever, wherever you're living, whatever car you're driving, etc., that doesn't hold no weight as far as your value is concerned. A person's value is directly how much we are connected to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to learn that, we have to learn this from the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat,
And Allah brings us to this Mubarak Majalis of our Hazrat and our Dara Shaykh to learn how to get connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then a person will realize that where me and this great honor, ye na laiko par hai Rab ka karam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki nagri mein rehte hum, that we who are not worth anything, we are not worth even entering the house of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but Allah Ta'ala who is Rabb, who has brought us into existence by His own mercy and kindness. It is only the great mercy and kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat that we are now living in the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat explains in another poem, that am I dreaming or am I in my real life, that I am in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm right at Rozai Park. This is like a dream, because a person, if he understands the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then where do we have that we are worth being in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Forget Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These Mubarak Majalis, where am I worth being present in this Majlis? It is only Allah Ta'ala's karam and fazal and kindness. And then a person, the more you get closer to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then your yearning all the time is Shafaati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb, dua raat din ye bhi karte hum. One is to be living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the real honor will be that on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't forget us, and we get the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this, Hazrat says we have to be making dua day and night. Hazrat says, day and night, this is my dua. Said, oh Allah, bless us with the shifa, the intercession of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to get this, the more durood we recite upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, that person will be deserving of my intercession on the day of Qiyamah, and that person who follows my lifestyle. And then Hazrat explains, when a person now has got this eagerness, then you'll be making dua all the time. Madine mein har saal ho haziri, khuda se ye faryad bhi karte hum. That if you are not loving there every day, but Allah grants us, and through His kindness and mercy, oh Allah, grant us this opportunity that every year You grant us the presence in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That directly, bodily and soul, oh Allah, we beg You, and You remove all these restrictions and all the shaitani plans and remove it and make it easy for every believer to be present in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam every year. Bate saakinane madine mujhe na bhulo guzarish ye karte hum. And Hazrat teaches us that remember, whoever is going to Madinatul Munawwara, particularly the people that are living there, and now the Muslim of Hajj people are going, and they tell you they're going for Hajj, don't ever forget to tell them that, oh people that are going to be living in the neighborhood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't forget this request of mine, that please pass my salam to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is extremely important. This will show that we have some connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you don't forget requesting people. And be grateful when people say they have passed their salams, your salams to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very great honor that Allah Ta'ala blesses a person. Further, Hazrat teaches us that finally, this is a true iman, and this is what we have to build our iman to that level by sitting in the company of the friends of Allah. That ye akhtar mere kalb wa jahe waha, Madine se go dur rehte hum. That, oh Akhtar, and on our behalf, Hazrat is saying that my heart and soul is there at the Rozai Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although I may be living thousands of miles away from there, because I am living far, doing the work of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spreading the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that is a sign that a person's heart and soul is connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this way we can only gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us out of His kindness.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Hazrat Amir Rahmatullah alayhi is now mentioning the different ruhs, different souls by which a Muslim will become a true Muslim. And all our spiritual our problems which the Muslims are facing will come out of those problems. So the first quality is Islam and Iman. The word Islam and Iman are very close in meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ دِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The true deen in Allah's sight is Islam, the true religion, way of life. In another place Allah ta'ala says, whoever chooses a religion, a deen other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the year after, he is doomed. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person who leaves, turns away from Islam, becomes a murtad, and dies in a state of disbelief, then the good deeds of such people have been ruined in this world and in the year after. They are destined to live in the fire of Jahannam. They will stay therein forever. The ruin of one's deeds in this world means that the person's wife comes out of his marriage. He will not receive any share of inheritance if any of his Muslim relatives passes away from him, from whom he could have received inheritance. And when he passes away, no janazah salah is performed for him. His ruin in the year after entails remaining in the fire of Jahannam forever and forever. Note, if this person re-enters the fold of Islam, he will have to enter into a new marriage with his wife, provided she is willing. If she is not, he cannot compel her to marry him. In another ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O believers, believe in Allah, in His Messenger, in the book which He has revealed to His Messenger, and in the book which He has revealed previously. Whoever does not believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, in the day of Qiyamah, has strayed very far away. Those who become Muslims, and then become disbelievers, then became Muslims, then become disbelievers, then continued increasing in their disbelief until death, Allah will never forgive them, nor will He show them the way to paradise. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that those who rejected our verses, who did not choose Iman, we shall cast them into the fire of Jahannam. The condition in Jahannam will be that, when their skins get burnt by the fire, we will change their skins for other skins, so that they may continuously taste the punishment. Surely Allah is all powerful and all wise. Those who believe and did good deeds, we shall certainly enter them into gardens, beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever. For them therein are spouses purified, and we shall enter them in a den shade. These verses describe to a certain extent the bounties of Jannah for the Muslims and the torments of Jahannam for the non-Muslims. Other verses in Ahadith contain many descriptions of the bounties of Jannah and the numerous torments in the fire of Jahannam. O Muslims, this worldly life is very short. If you remain steadfast in Islam and accept that you will have to bear some hardships, then the moment you pass away, you will experience such comfort and peace that you will forget all your hardships. If Allah forbid, a person turns away from Islam out of certain motives or to save himself from some type of calamity, then the moment he passes away, he will have to face such torments which will cause him to forget all the comforts and luxuries of this world. Subsequently, he will never gain salvation from these calamities. A person having a little intelligence will not forsake Islam, even if he had to receive the kinship of the entire world. O Allah Ta'ala, guide our brothers and set right their intellects.